Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. As always, you could head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. We have a special show tonight with guest Ricky Rebel, who will be promoting his new CD, The Royal Collection, which is already available on Spotify and iTunes. Of course, we all remember Ricky Rebel's viral video, the MAGA video. So much great energy, excitement going into President Trump's run last time in 2020. And we had a lot of great people support President Trump before the 2020 election. As you know, Rob, I would go to a lot of Trump rallies, and it was amazing to see all the great Americans from every race and religion who all shared one belief, that they loved America. And you could feel that energy and passion watching President Trump. Even though even through your TV screen, you could feel the love and enthusiasm for President Trump. I really do hope he runs again in 2024. I know Governor DeSantis and Kirsten Nome are great, but this is still President Trump's party. How do you feel, Rob?
I agree with what you're saying, Andrew. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. And as Andrew said, we have Ricky Rebel on. I'm excited to have him on because I've got a lot of questions for him. And this also proves that this is a party of inclusivity. Although we as conservatives, Republicans, we're not the party of identity politics, the left is the party of identity politics. And they're always trying to prove a point with the identities. Ricky Rebel, as you said, the name speaks for itself. He's a rebel. And I have to take my hat off to him being a member of the LGBTQ community and supporting President Trump. Everyone should be able to vote, represent whomever they want to, according to the left. But it's only if you're voting and aligning yourself with them. But this is just proof that the GOP is a party for all. Now, I'll be the first to admit that there are some members within the GOP that don't think the way we do. And they do have issues with other people being in the party, LGBTQ community. They have parties with Hispanics, issues with Blacks being in the party, issues with women. We are the party of diversity, the party of inclusion, the party that brings in everyone. And for this young man to stand out and say, hey, this is whom I support. And I think I read somewhere he said, you know, this is me. This is America. This is who we are. That's powerful. So I'm glad we have him on to talk, to share his story and his evolution and how he got to that point to support Trump. Because other individuals that we've had on the show have all said that they at one point in time were for the Democrats. But then they started looking at the party platform and looking who they were and realized that they don't represent me. They don't represent my America. Now, you'll never find a party that will represent everything that you want, but it's those core values and those core beliefs. And when you're pushing something different and you're telling people, hey, we're all about inclusion, and when you start looking at it, it's like, but you're trying to divide us. You're trying to create a wedge between the different groups and then say that you represent me. No, that's not me. That's not me at all. That's not what I stand for. So I would encourage all of our listeners out there to look at the platform of the left and see if you align yourself with their core beliefs. And you would be surprised that the beliefs that most align with your beliefs are the beliefs of the GOP. Again, there are some issues with the GOP, and hopefully we're getting those knuckleheads out because we don't need them here. So, Andrew, I'm glad to have Ricky Rebel on. And the name, as I said, Ricky Rebel, I definitely want to ask him, where did that come from? Does he consider himself a rebel? And I also want to, you know, find out about the LGBT community and what their thoughts are about him being a Trump supporter. So as opposed to me trying to hypothesize and wonder this and wonder that, let's just bring the man on himself. He has a new album that's coming out, as you mentioned, Andrew, and maybe he will, you know, sing a little riff or two toward the end of the show. You know, not the whole thing, but you never know. This is After Dark, and anything can happen After Dark with Robin Andrew. So without further ado, Ricky Rebel's in the house. How is it going, man?
Hello, Rob. Hello, Andrew. It's going great. Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight.
Well, we're excited to have you on. So let's just start with it. What did it feel like at the awards and having on what you had on something that, I mean, clearly you can say you support Trump, you know, within yourself, but you had on an attire that was bold, in your face, make no mistakes. Who was your man? How did it feel? How were you received?
Well, Honestly, I felt like I was doing that for America even more than trying to be a big cheerleader for just one man. I happen to love Trump and President Trump. However, I do know that a lot of people despise him, and I know, or half the country maybe do not like him very much, or they're turned off by him. But I actually really like his character a lot. I like the way he took on New World Order. I like the way he wanted to bring jobs back to the country. I liked his stance on lower taxes, strong borders, energy independence. I liked a whole bunch of things about the man, and also his fighting spirit. I could really relate to him as a person. So I was attracted to that. But I didn't really feel like, looking back on retrospect, I don't think I did it for Trump or anything like that. I did it because I felt so horrible that Americans out there were feeling so bad and guilty for doing something that was their right to do, which is to vote for whoever they want to. And I felt this like kindred spirit of being, I've been in certain ways rejected, back in the 80s and 90s for being a part of the LGBT community. I know what that's like to be considered, like, you know what I mean? Just to be rejected in some ways. And I feel like a lot of Trump supporters, we were told that we're bad. They were told they're bad people. They were told that they're homophobic, that they're racist, every name in the possible book, just for simply, doing what they are allowed to do as Americans, which is we're free to vote for whoever we want to. And that's the bottom line. So when I went to the Grammys and wore the Trump suit, I had all these mirrors on my body because I was a reflection of the people who voted for him. And it's one of the most thrilling things I've ever done in my life. There were so many people there, so much press, so much, a fire was lit like I've never experienced before on my social media platforms, on everything. As far as people loving the look or people hating the look, it was very, you either absolutely loved what I did or you absolutely hated what I did. And I just got really mad at the LGBT, the radical left side of the LGBT community. I was getting really angry with them because, like, RuPaul kept having, on his show, he has a show called Drag Race. I don't know if you guys know that. But on the show, they had like people like Nancy Pelosi on the show. I just want to gag, right? Nancy Pelosi, AOC, all Democrats, always Democrat, and all the gays on the show, all the drag queens, but oh, Nancy Pelosi, oh, you're a god, oh. And then one of the drag queens was like, I voted Republican, and it was like, dun, dun, dun. What?
The
A
scary
drag queen.
music.
It was like she voted Republican. What? And that was like the thing. And it turns out they cut to commercial, right? And then it turns out that no, she voted Republican because she was cheating. Or he, it's actually a guy in a dress, saying like, "Oh no. I voted Republican because I get all the people to vote out the people." So they were doing like some type of like cheating thing where they vote a certain way to I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? They
Well,
cheated.
yeah, right. Well, this is interesting.
Grew blocked. I don't know.
I want to break this down because what you just explained to us is monumental, and I think that I hope our listeners are listening with an open mind, because I'm sure that there are some that are out there that are like, "Oh my God, no! Oh no! He's a member of the LGBT community. What are they doing?" Okay, and again, as I said, opening up that there are members within the party who claim to be for the party and open up, but they're not. They're still stuck in their ways. But as you said, it wasn't as much for the man, but for what he stood for, because you yourself had experienced in the early 90s as to how people were judgmental and said, "You can't be this way, you got to do this way, you got to be this way." So when you saw people voting for Trump, it was the same thing for the most part. we don't like you because you're voting for Trump. You can't vote for Trump. You've got to vote for the person we want you to vote for because that's the person. And that's not it. And I read somewhere you had said, and I want to get it right. So I want to get to that quote. My name is Ricky Rebel. I am a reflection of America. That's powerful. Right. A reflection of America. Americans aren't just monolithic. We're not just like a group of people, cookie cutter, blonde, blue hair, blue eyes. We go the spectrum and our thought process goes across the spectrum. Right. And we have to agree to disagree respectfully. And we also have to appreciate the diversity that we all bring to the table. So like you said, you're watching RuPaul. And when the person, and of all people, Nancy Pelosi, oh my God, we've talked about her once before on our show with Michael Loftus. And if you guys missed that show, you want to go back and listen to it because it's hilarious. But on the show, RuPaul, who's supposed to be the standard bearer, I would think, for the community, LGBTQ community, with the success she's had. And then when you have someone on who says, I voted for Trump, and then the music, dun, 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 it's like, wait a minute. Now, if we said we voted for Joe Biden, we're going to get the same thing. Why is it that people can't vote for the person that they feel is the better candidate?
Honestly, she would not have them on her show. If she found out that you voted for Trump, there's absolutely not a chance in hell that you would ever be allowed to be on that show. And that was the thing that I was rebelling against. This idea that you, in order to, if you're gay or bisexual, you have to vote for a Democrat, which is ridiculous. Sexuality has nothing to do with lower taxes and more jobs.
There you go. There you go.
You know what I mean? And energy independence, not having to depend on oil from the Middle East, creating our, you know, and strong borders and everything that Trump stood for had nothing to do with any of that. So I had a chip on my shoulder with RuPaul and the radical left LGBT side of the community. Because there's a big group of us that actually are lean a little bit more towards the right. And I feel like they don't even accept us. We're rejected by the rejects.
I like rejected by the rejects. But Ricky, let me ask you this. So do you think it's because they're looking at it as opposed to, like you said, border, taxes, jobs? It has no sex. It's just an issue that people deal with. Do you think that people are looking at the fact that, okay, this person is gay, so they can't possibly see anything about taxes or, you know, what is it? Because I think about myself, Black, and I'm like, I have those views, those conservative views. Black people have those conservative views, believe it or not. And the views from the left, if they were to really stop and think about it, they would say, no, those aren't my views. Those aren't my, where my value system is. My value system is so far from that. Do you think that a majority of people, and even some on the left, although they won't admit it, are looking at the sexuality as opposed to just looking at the individual and the value system and what the party is bringing, those policies? Do you think that is the issue with many people when they think of the LGBTQ community and you yourself?
Yeah, I think that the left, the radical left, is tries to divide everybody into categories. They try to say, well, you're Black, you need to vote for this, and you're LGBT, you need to vote for a Democrat, you need to, because they're the only ones who have your best interests at heart. But my best interest is to lower the taxes. My best interest is not to spend all this money on gas, because I have places to go, right? And with Trump, it was like really low. My self-interest is not letting people just cross over the border willy-nilly and bringing over more COVID and you know, inflating California. I live in California, and taking, you know, people's jobs and I want them to come through legally. All of these things are very, have nothing to do with what I like to do in the bedroom, right? So, right. But to the gay community at large, the ones who hate Trump, what I know where they're coming from. They're saying this man is a dictator. Imagine if you really believe this, right? That President Trump was actually Hitler. But just for a moment, kind of think about that. They believe he is Hitler, and he will. They were telling the gay community that if he becomes president, he's going to gas gay people. That's just a fact. He's going to do what he can to gas people, to make sure that being gay is a crime. He hired Mike Pence as the vice president. So obviously he's going to have a super anti-LGBT platform. And I had a conversation with one of my remixers for my music, Hector, and I'm just going to put his name out there because mother owes me money. So whatever.
This is after dark, folks. Like I said, it's after dark. So if your kids are up, put them to bed.
He owes me so much money. Anyway, he and I got along for so long until the Trump thing started coming out, and he got mad at me. He's like, why are you doing this? It's against your self-interest. I'm like, what do you mean? Why? He's like, well, you know, it's a deal breaker if they're anti-LGBT. That's just a deal breaker. I'm like, my self-interest has to do with my living situation and also other people's living situation, being able to work and have jobs. And I feel like happy people are people that can provide for their families. That has nothing to do with what you're talking about. Gay people need money too. Gay people need to thrive. He's like, well, those mean tweets, you know, it was crazy. I don't know why I'm going on this tangent, but I just felt bad because I lost a lot of support from people that I still love. Like, I still love Hector. You know, he's far left. My new collaborator on my new album I'm working on, he lives in Austin with a longtime friend of mine, is super liberal. Very, very liberal. And he didn't really understand the Trump thing. He's like, radical Trump. Well, you know, I think you're radical for Trump or Trump radical. And I'm like, dude, it has nothing to do with him. If anything, I am a truth radical. Like, I'm radical for the truth. I want the truth, dude. They stole the election. Okay. Period. In my opinion. All right. It's a bioweapon. Period. In my opinion, I'm allowed to have my point of view, okay? And if anything, I'm against New World Order, all right? It has nothing to do with President Trump. President Trump is still our you know, commander in chief and our, you know what I mean? Like, to us, he's still like, he is the leader. He is a big time leader in conquering New World Order and the destruction and the deep state, okay? That's what I'm against. All right. I don't have a hard on for President Trump. Okay. As much as everybody might think, I love the man. I think he's incredible. I love Donald J. Trump Jr. We talk to each other on the DMs and everything. He's fantastic. And we joke and we have a good time when we meet each other. Like, I love these people, but what I don't like is that people think that we're sycophants for Trump. If we find out that Trump was doing some of the nasty things that we think that Biden's doing to children and things like that, he's out. Like, we would, right? We would turn arms in 2 seconds. We'd be like, it's over, next. We'd be like, DeSantis, thank you, you're in. You know right. What I mean? It has nothing, we're not obsessed with Trump, okay? And that's what people don't understand. Obsessed with freedom.
With freedom. And the issue is that they were obsessed with Barack Obama. Barack Obama could do no good. Barack Obama this. Barack Obama walked on water. And we now see there is a book that recently came out that's saying that Barack Obama was not the person that many people thought that he was. And in essence, he was pretty much in love with himself. But you also mentioned something that I heard quite a bit also as a Black person, that if you vote for Donald Trump, he's going to put you all back in chains. You hear this every time a Republican is elected. That the Republican is going to put Black people back in chains. They're going to put Black people back in slavery. I'm like, I'm sick of it. I've heard too much of it. Like you said, they were saying they're going to put gays in gas chambers and they're going to do this. And it never materializes. And if you were to question them and say, well, I thought you said this. Well, it's only a matter of time. Just wait. Well, wait for what? What am I waiting for? And I say the same thing for Black people when they say, you know, they're going to put you in chains and they're going to, you know, back in slavery. I'm like, when is it going to happen? Meantime, your policies that you guys have created are destroying the Black community. The policies that you guys have created, the laws that you have created in your Black towns are destroying the Black community, but they don't see it. They don't want to see it.
And here President Trump hired Rick Grenell to the highest position any gay man has ever had in the White House or in government. He hired him, and the LGBT, the radical left side of the LGBT community doesn't give him props for that. He was giving free HIV medication to at-risk areas. That was President Trump. He did a lot of things to help decriminalize homosexuality around the globe. Rick Grenell went out and went to bat for us, for gay people in countries that throw gay people off of buildings. He's like, stop with that crap, you know? Like they fought that at the UN. I saw Rick Grenell fight for that. And he was working for President Trump, okay? So there were a lot of things that President Trump, and I can't even like say his name. I don't like to even say his name. I call him Mr. T because he's such a triggering thing for people. Call him Mr. T. Okay, Mr. T did a lot for the LGBT community. They don't give him any props for anything. It's he could do no right in their eyes. And it was very disturbing to me. And I like to cause controversy. I like to get people talking about me. And that's why I went to the Grammys a second time. Did you guys see that 2020 Grammys look?
Yes.
Yeah, I wrote something really nice on my booty. I wrote impeach this.
And yeah. What was the response?
What did the media say? It was actually really a lot more positive than the first time.
Was it kind of cheeky?
It was cheeky. I got wrote up in all articles in like Sweden and Europe and London. They were loving it. They thought it was, some people thought it was being mean to Mr. T. And I'm like, I don't know how they thought that, but okay, you guys can think of it that way. I was just saying, I thought the whole thing was a joke. The impeachment process. So I felt like, okay, I'm just going to write this on my butt. And it was also a little bit of a middle finger to the people on the radical right who don't think that gay people can be, quote, right-leaning because of how we have sex. That's like saying somebody who likes to lick toes and suck on toes can't be conservative. You know what I mean?
Right. And I said this before, you know, you have people on the right that think that way, and you're missing, in my opinion, we're missing a whole truffle of people that we could be bringing into the party. And I said this about Blacks and Hispanics. Now, just imagine if the GOP were to say, okay, let's start sending spokespersons like yourself and to the gay community to say, this is who we're about. You can't send in, I mean, maybe you can if you want to, a straight man or a straight woman. Yeah, I mean, you can do it, but just imagine how much traction you would get if you were to send in members of the community. And I've had the members of the Latinos for Trump who've said the same thing. Stop sending in these vanilla white people to talk to us and send in Latinos. Not that they can't do it, but if you want to bring those people in, you want to get someone within their community and say, look, we represent your community also. We have this person who's going to speak to you. So you're getting the Ricky Rebels that are out there. You're saying, hey, go out there and speak. Ricky, let me ask you this. Where did Ricky Rebel come from?
Honestly, this was like in 2010. I was having trouble figuring out my new name. I had a lot of names before that. If you don't know my history, like I was signed to a pop group called No Authority. And we were discovered by Michael Jackson, believe it or not. We were signed to his record label, and we then were taken. Madonna like took the band, and she's like, no, I want a shot at these guys. She took the band from Michael and signed us to her label, Maverick Records. We made an album on Madonna's label. They released it, and we went on tour with Britney Spears. I'm telling you my story, okay, my journey. And at that time, I was like Ricky G. I was Rick Felix. I think I had like an identity crisis. That's why I keep changing my name all the time. And then after that, I formed like a rock band. It was like this like super 70s type of rock and roll music. I think a lot of people would actually on the right really like that album. And it never really got released. It was going to be with Warner Brothers and everything. It's a really good one. And I was Ricky Harlow back then. And then I kind of rebelled against the industry at that time. The believe it or not, the producer of the record, the co-producer, he locked me in a this is like 2008. He locked me in the sound booth one time, and he had a guy read Bible scriptures to me, telling me that I was going to hell, because he's like, "You're going to hell for being what you are." So I'm going to bring this guy. And he started reading Bible scriptures to me, locked me in the sound booth, because he said, "No one's ever going to accept you if you tell people that you are bisexual or gay. No one's Middle America will never accept you." And I had that kind of like rage and fire in me from this particular thing. Okay. And that wasn't just a small incident. I had had that way every commercial. Oh, you know, we love him, but he's too feminine. Or Ricky, you can't dance like that because that's, you know, which is fine. I understand that in retrospect now, you can't be fruity if the role is supposed to be a straight masculine role. I get it now. But as a kid, I was subject to all of that a lot in the industry. They were very scared of, like, you know, even in the boy band, they said, you know, you can't be outwardly, it's okay to do what you, be who you are. But when you do interviews, you can't act at all feminine or gay because your market is for little girls. Nowadays, they make fan art, little girls make fan art of these boys like having sex with each other, like, you know, in K-pop bands, they love it. They get off on it. It's a very different era. Okay. I grew up in the 80s and 90s. So when it came time, you know, to come up with the name for myself, I was like rebelling against all of that crap where I felt like, no, I'm going to make music, my own music, first of all, because rock and roll, that was his thing. And I love him for it. He helped me. He introduced me to a new world. He introduced me to David Bowie, which I'll forever be like grateful for that. But I'm going to make my own music. I'm going to produce my own stuff, which he thought was garbage. I'm like, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to do me. I'm going to manufacture my own shit. And that's when Ricky Rebel was born. I opened up a dictionary. I swear I was looking for a name. I opened up the dictionary and it went right to the R's and I put my finger on it. I was like, Rebel. Boom. Like, it perfectly signifies like who I've been is like my whole life. I rebel a lot. Like, I rebel against control, you know, people who try to put control over me. And I was feeling that from the LGBT community, the radical left LGBT community, a lot during this whole phase of like 2015 to now, where it's like, Ricky, it's okay for you to be conservative as long as you don't talk about it. It's okay for you to vote for Trump. Just don't talk about it. And I was said, oh, how about no? And how about I go way full out and really let you know I'm not your bitch. Don't hang your shit on me, to quote Madonna.
What an amazing story. We are here with Ricky Rebel, whose new CD, The Royal Collection, is out on Spotify and iTunes, and you are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We will be back with more from Ricky Rebel.
Hail, my fellow Americans, how did you feel watching footage on the news of domestic terrorists looting our stores and burning our cities down? You were probably disgusted and angry as much as I was. It's disturbing what's going on. Well, you'd be shocked to know that your shopping habits are supporting these extremists. Companies like Amazon, Nike, Disney, FedEx, it's an endless list. And they've been supporting these radical groups. Let's stop supporting companies that fund these extremist groups. We can all do our part. Visit shoptotheright.com and you'll find businesses in a nationwide database and companies that are aligned with our American values. Visit shoptotheright.com and let's all make a difference.
Because of COVID-19, the average American worries about their immune health four times a day. That's 112 times per year. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains 15 full doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day pill-free gel pack. It tastes great, is convenient on the go, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The America Out Loud family is comprised of patriots in the true sense of the word. We know that if America fails, the world will fail. It is incumbent upon us to carry the torch for liberty and the Constitution to help save America for future generations to come. AmericaOutLoud.com. It's a fight for the soul of humanity.
Andrew, I got to say, that first half was powerful. Talking with Ricky Rebel, he's back on again. We're going to talk to him some more. But one of the things that stands out in my mind that he spoke about is how the left tries to divide people. And like he said, that they were telling him, you know, if you vote for Trump, you know that he's going to put gays in gas chambers. And Mike Pence, he's going to make you have this conversion therapy. I mean, they play to the lowest denominator. And on people's emotions, because the same thing happens to Blacks, as I mentioned in the first half, with they're going to put you in slavery, they're going to do this to you. And it's true, they say it every election year whenever a Republican is running. And I think that those communities have got to wake up and realize that it's a bunch of lies, because none of this has ever happened. The LGBTQ community is powerful. It is a force to contend with. Because they can shut you down, they can open you up, and they can break a career. I'm impressed that Ricky is doing his own thing. And like he said, look at how he got his name. He's a rebel. He bucks against those individuals that want to silence him and shut him down and say, hey, you got to fit into this little box here. So my question for Ricky now is, how has he been received by the LGBTQ community? Because there are instances where they'll let some people get away with things, they'll let them say stuff, and they'll look the other way. Whereas, you know, if it's a conservative, it's like, okay, let's chop off with their heads. Look at Richard Grenell, a prominent conservative who happens to be gay, and it's like he doesn't even exist. I'm also want to ask Ricky about what his thoughts are, since he's in California, about Caitlyn Jenner. But these are things that I want our viewers, listeners rather, to understand, because I know that they have never heard this on any other show, any other conservative show, the way we're breaking it down, the way we are giving an individual in the LGBTQ community a voice to speak and say, hey, folks, this is America. We come in a variety of flavors, shades, genders, and whatnot, but it's not about that. At the end of the day, it's about taxes, it's about jobs. And I like the way he said it, and he said it more than once. It's about taxes, jobs, you know, paying the bills, putting food on the table. What an individual is doing in their bedroom is none of my business, and it's none of your business. What are you doing in your bedroom? Again, this is Rob and Andrew After Dark. So if the children are up, put them to bed. If you can't handle grown folks talk, you might want to go to bed. Because we're breaking it down here like no one else has done it. We're breaking it down. So, Ricky, tell us, how have you been received by your brethren in the LGBTQ community? You mentioned to us about RuPaul, but as a whole, what are they saying to you? Or what aren't they saying to you? Go ahead.
It's very interesting. I have gay people that are not happy with me. They're annoyed. There are some that are annoyed. There are some that are rolling their eyes. There are some that give puke emojis. There are some that wish for me to die. And then you'd be surprised. There are some from the LGBT community who are like, you're the shit. You're awesome. You're brave. I love you. What you did was so powerful. It helped me to have the courage to be myself. Thank you so much for you being you. And they love what I did and they love what I'm standing for and they get it. And then there are some in the middle on the left who are like, hey, you know what? I don't like Trump at all. I think he's a, you know, whatever I think he is, but I respect that you are, don't care what people think, in this regard. And you just speak your mind. I respect that. There's strength in that. And I respect it even if I disagree. And those are the sweet spot people that I really love, like that sweet spot where they're just like, they're hardcore Democrats or whatever, but they get like what I did was an act of liberation. It was a very liberal thing to do. I liberated myself. I'm like, I'm not gonna put myself in muzzle myself. I'm not going to be silent. And those are my friends. Like I have a lot of friends on that side who are just in that sweet spot because they know my heart. Like they know if you watch my show, I have a show called Tuesdays with Rebel. I go live every Tuesday at 12 p.m. and I just talk to people and they know my heart. They know that I don't mean harm to the LGBT community at all. In fact, I love the LGBT community. I love straight people. I love Black people, white people, Asian people. I don't care about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Those labels. Like I've always been the same. I'm the same person, right? And I still love the LGBT community. And lately I've been going out to clubs and like trying out my new music, like be hanging with the DJs, and getting right back into everything that I used to do back in 2012 when I first started, 2011. And I've noticed that these groups, like a lot of them know who I am and they go, you're Ricky Rebel. And I get nervous because on the walls, there's like these Black Lives Matter, you know, flags and the LGBT flag with the rainbow and then the brown and the black stripes and the thing, you know what I mean? That weird, like, doesn't the rainbow represent all colors? I don't understand the black and brown stripes. Like, I don't get that. But anyway, they go, you're Ricky Rebel, right? And I'm like, yeah. Like, okay, cool. And they see me dancing with them. I'm dancing with all of them. I love them. They see that I'm partying with the people because I love the people. I just want to lower, like you said, I just wanted lower taxes. I just wanted more jobs. Like, get over it. It's my right to do that. Get over it. Okay. I'm trying to like desensitize them a little bit to the idea that there are some gays that aren't what they might think. And I'm forcing them to actually be more diverse. They say they love diversity. I'm like, okay, I'm going to challenge you. Try to be loving and accepting to people on the rainbow who happen to be red. There are many of us.
That's so true what you just said. Get over it. Accept the fact that you can be a conservative and be a member of the LGBTQ community. Accept it. Get over it. Stop worrying about what a person is doing in their bedroom, because that's none of your business. And I once people get over that and start looking at, hey, this is who I am. And we're fighting for the same thing, jobs and prosperity, move from it. So what are your thoughts on Caitlyn Jenner running for governor? Before you answer that, you said that you're going to clubs. Does, what's his name, know about this? Newsom, does he know that you're going to clubs? Because he wants to shut everybody down. He's trying to you better be careful, Ricky Rebel, because if he finds out, it's not going to be good. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Very naughty. We're very naughty gays, and that's why I love them. They know they're being naughty. None of them wear masks in there. It's underground. It's all underground clubs, you know, happening in LA. They're all over right now. One of the DJs, like, he loves me. He's just like, oh my God, Ricky, I'm so proud of you, what you did. And you'd be surprised at how many gay people love Trump. It's ridiculous.
The same thing with Blacks and Hispanics.
Trump is basically a drag queen. Put a wig on Trump and he'd be the best drag queen.
Can you imagine if he were to do that? The media would go nuts. Oh my God.
He did that, Rob. Did you ever see Oh no, it wasn't him who dressed in drag. It was
Giuliani.
Giuliani. Yeah,
but if Trump were to do that, the media would swear up and down, he's making fun of gay people. How dare he? I don't believe this. But going to Caitlyn Jenner, what are your thoughts? Do you think Caitlyn can do it? That Caitlyn has what it takes, or is Caitlyn just trying to get name recognition, more name recognition, and just put the name out there, Caitlyn Jenner? What are your thoughts on Caitlyn for governor?
She doesn't have it. Okay.
Really?
She doesn't have a chance.
Do tell.
No, I mean, listen, if I get to know her and if she wants to talk to me and I may get to know her as a person and she tells me about what she wants to do to help California, and she might have a really great head on her shoulders to get things done. But first of all, she didn't really support Trump very well at all. She cowered to that. She cowered. Right? She never said, I know Trump's good for the blah, blah, blah. And then on top of it, she has like mental problems. Okay. Let's like be straight, like to the point.
Well, I don't know if we could be straight to the point with Caitlyn. I don't know if Caitlyn would like us to say that.
I'm just saying mental problems, like on a reality TV show, bossed around by these girls. Surfing sex at like what her age she is. Like, I don't know, man. Like at the end of the day,
do you think Caitlyn is doing it just for publicity? I felt the same way. I felt that, you know,
I'm just like, I can't take this seriously. Like if you were really politically inclined, you'd be doing it a lot younger age. You know what I mean? And when he was a guy, you know, he never really ran for anything. He didn't really care about that stuff, but I could be completely off, Rob. I might meet Caitlyn Jenner and fall in love with her. I hear she's amazing. I hear she's a really sweet, a really good person. Actually, my mom told me that, she's standing up for things that are really important, which is great. But I think that there's a better candidate out there. His name is Rick Grenell. Like, I think it's people like a Rick Grenell would be amazing. Like, you don't want to lose the opportunity by voting for a candidate that's like doesn't really have a chance, in my opinion. It should be somebody that like is seriously in the game. Somebody, you know.
Well, no, I agree. If you don't have a chance, you know, stand out of the way of the other people that do have a chance, because you're going to only divide the vote. I have always felt that Caitlyn was just doing it just to do it. I don't think his mind was completely into politics.
Right.
But like you said, I could be wrong.
Right. But it's like you watch the show on, you know, the Kardashians, and Bruce is there like, well, you know, if we do this and this is with the economy, we could really blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, this is the homeless problem. We could really wrap that up if we just are taking meetings with like mayors and governors and, you know, really taking the initiative on the show. He was just like whipped by Chris. And that's another thing I'm not really fond of. When he first transitioned to Caitlyn, there was this one video that went really viral where a black woman, trans, I'm assuming, I think she's trans, gay person, started screaming at her, you're a Republican, just like screaming out of the top of the lungs. And Caitlyn just kind of stood there and took it. And I'm like, you know what? That's some, you know, I like people with balls, man. Like, no pun intended, who fight back, you know, don't take that garbage. I felt the same way when I first saw Bernie Sanders being overrun by two people on the microphone, like by two women who were shouting at him, and he just kind of gave up the microphone to them. What a weak,
very wimpy, very wimpy.
What a weak person. We don't need people like that who are just can be taken advantage of. Imagine what Iran would do to people like that. That's why they're steamrolling this whack job we have, fake president right now, who can't even make a complete sentence. They run all over him because he can't think. He can't think straight. He can't communicate. What they really need is Ricky Rebel. That's what California needs. They need Ricky Rebel. Okay. Jokes aside, Rick Grenell would be a serious candidate. Someone like that. I wish he would run.
Yeah. We've had a lot of people who come on and say they really like Rick Grenell. Something I want to make sure that we get to talk to you about, Ricky, is this viral MAGA MAGA song that you filmed last year, right before the election came out during the Black Lives Matter riots. I mean, to say this thing went viral might be an understatement. It's got over 3 million views on YouTube. Who knows how many millions of views it has gotten on Twitter. I'm sure they've taken it down several times. What went into filming that MAGA AGA video, Ricky?
It was just like a perfect storm of events that happened. We were there in Beverly Hills. Every Saturday, people were lining up there being pro-America, pro-America, pro-Trump, pro-MAGA. And the Beverly Hills people were appalled. The West Hollywood people were appalled that this was happening in their area. They couldn't fathom that a Trump supporter, A, actually exists outside of California, but that they were all congregating to the poshest, most beautiful part of California, Beverly Hills. And that's what we were doing. We were all going there every single Saturday and we were protesting. And then Antifa was starting to get bigger and bigger and bigger in the area. Every single week it was growing. Black Lives Matter, it was growing and growing. And it just came up to a fever pitch that day. That particular day was a fever pitch. I remember my friend Rob, who does the Unity Bridge that travels around the United States. He loves my song and our song, the people who I collaborated with to make this. He loved our song and he played it over and over and over again on this Unity Bridge. And he's like, "Can you call me up? I'm at home." He's like, "Ricky, come over here. I really would love for you to, you know, just be a part of this. I'm going to take the Unity Bridge around and maybe we can put a little show together. Maybe we could perform." And I was like, "Okay, that sounds fun." Thinking, "Oh, we're going to perform in front of a lot of MAGA people." And literally, he couldn't even find a parking. They wouldn't, the police would not even allow him, let him park. They were being very anti, like anything, you know, having to do, if you loved America, like literally they were just like, "You guys got to go. You can't do that. You can't park." They wouldn't let him park the car. Okay. It's actually not a car. It's a big float dedicated to Trump, Mr. T. So he's driving this thing around and Black Lives Matter and Antifa just started to get really crazy. Okay. They were condensed in this one area, screaming at people who are on the street. Like I think it was Rodeo or one of those streets. And it was just like getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they stopped because the Trump Unity Bridge kept circling the area because he couldn't find a parking spot. He was just circling and he made a turn and they like stopped him. They got in a big group and they stopped the car from the float from moving. They all surrounded him. And they started banging on his truck, like banging on the actual thing and pulling pieces off of the bridge and like pounding on his windshield and throwing people up against the hood of the thing of the truck and just going crazy with bats and things like that. It was really dangerous. And I was on the other side of the street. I saw this going on and I'm like, "You know what? I want to perform. I came here to do a show and I'm going to do a show." And I got my friend, he came along and all my friends like started, you know, came along and they got their little cell phones out and I'm like, "I'm going to perform." And I approached it and it was very dangerous. And I just said, "Give me the mic, put the song on." He's like, "What? I can't hear you." I'm like, "Put the song on and give me the mic." And so he gave me the mic and they put the song on. And from there, the second the song started, I was just like, "Okay, it's time to perform." And I can't help but like have fun when I hear the song, the MAGA YMCA song. Like I can't help but like smile and have fun. And so I was just like dancing around the street and I was like flirting with the policemen and like everything. It was just really fun. And literally for that moment, while the songs was playing on a loop, we played it like over and over again. BLM and Antifa stopped fighting for a moment, you know, they were listening to it. And this guy with like a bubble like gun, Antifa with a bubble gun, he started like shooting like bubbles in the air with his like gun, bubble gun, and dancing around. He's like, you know what I mean? And the music brought the people together and they were dancing. Some of them were still angry, you know, but for the most part, it was just something to prove that we are that this, whatever is going on right now, that we're the side of love and light and bringing that's what the song is about. It's about like all these different types of people who are coming together to try to make America great as possible. That's all it was about. That's what the song is about. That the cover, you know, it's a parody, but that's what it's about. And it was just such a massive, I think it blew up so much because it's like such a massive contrast between these Black Lives Matter people wearing all black, looking like they just robbed a bank, you know, all black, like robbers, bashing things. And then here is, you know, this gay guy like twirling around in like red boots with like a hot red jeans, like tight red jeans, and the MAGA crowd loving it. Cause I wanted to show people that these are very loving people. There are a lot of loving people on the right, very accepting and beautiful. And many of them, they are Christians and they love God, and they love Ricky Rebel too. You know, they love just because, a lot of gay people are afraid of like Christians and things like that, because they think, because they're having like flashbacks of being rejected from the home for being gay, right? And I just wanted to show a lot of those gay people who are scared of Republicans, scared of conservatives. I want to say, hey, the water's fine. Just be yourself. You're free no matter what. But look at how much they love me. They accept me. The water's fine. Jump in.
Yeah, Ricky, after that song came out and the millions and millions of views that happened, and it was a really cool song. I've seen that Trump Unity Bridge where they're blasting that song. Everyone has a blast when that song's on. You see people dancing, having a good time. You've been involved in music a long time. Have you ever had a reaction like that? I mean, as I said, just millions and millions of views. What was the support like from the MAGA community after that song blew up?
Also, I have to say, you know, that after the song came out, look what Trump started doing at his rallies. What song did he start dancing to at his rallies?
Yeah, the YMCA.
The YMCA. I wonder where he got that idea from. Literally, like after the song, because I know for a fact they love the song. The people in the White House at the time, they said they played it before they went on stage for their rallies. And I was like, why don't you just play my record? Please play it. But they wouldn't. I think there was like copyright issues or whatever. I know that the White House, the people in the staff, like they love the song. They you know, they loved it all. And that was very flattering, very, very flattering.
Yeah.
And I never had that much. I've never had a song blow up like that in my whole career. Ever. Which was cool because like I mean, I know it's just a parody thing, but we put a lot of time into it. I called all my friends to be on it, like Joy Villa sang on it. Tommy Joe Ratliff, I you know, produced him on guitar in my studio and just produced the whole track in my studio, basically. And it felt good. It felt like, oh, this is kind of like what it's like to, quote, have, you know, it's not like a billboard hit or whatever, but it's like a hit. Like people love it and people respond to it so much. I really wanted to release it as like a single that people could buy. Everybody wanted it, but it just wasn't in the cards to do that. There was just like weird copyright things that I didn't really want to get sued over, you know? I couldn't release it as a commercial single, but it lives on YouTube. If you go to my channel, Ricky Rebel Rocks on YouTube, it lives forever. And YouTube tried to take it down at first. Like they gave it like they said that it was inappropriate and all this stuff. And there's like a copyright problem. And I got my lawyers right on it. And they cleared that up right away. Well, not right away. It took like several weeks, but you know, it ended up clearing up. And they put it back. They reinstated the video. It almost was going to be taken down. But I just really like how I can like be like a kitty cat and kind of like walk the fence between liberalism and conservatism. It's like, I'm like a kitty cat and I can walk the fence. I could do both. I could be ultra liberal with my fashion sense and my artistry and my music and my ideas of let people be who they want to be, back off their whatever, let them be who they want to be. It's very freedom of speech, which is a very liberal, supposed to be a very liberal thing to fight for. I'm very much, I love freedom of speech. I'm very liberal, okay? But I'm also very conservative on certain things. And I just love the fact that I can play both sides. And I want to always be that guy. I always want to be the guy that's like, you know, can do whatever the F I want.
Basically. Yeah, Ricky, we only have a few minutes left, but we definitely want to talk to you about your new CD, The Royal Collection, which is available on Spotify and iTunes. What can people expect to hear on The Royal Collection?
Well, I'm so glad we're talking about my album. It's The Royal Collection. It's available everywhere you can stream music, iTunes, Spotify. I really need people to do me a favor. If you love Ricky Rebel, you know, go to Spotify, follow me on Spotify. I need more followers on Spotify, please. And I need people to make playlists of my music, like, you know, maybe you like a song or two, put it with other artists that you love, because that's how people discover my music, is through people creating playlists of putting Ricky Rebel with your other favorite artists. Okay. So please, if you're listening, do that for me. It's free to do that. Please do that. And if you want to buy the actual CD, I'm selling The Royal Collection on my website, rickyrebelrocks.com. You can order the CD and we will, I'll sign it and I'll send it to you. These sold out immediately. It's a beautiful 16-page art booklet of beautiful photos that I've taken throughout the years, because this is a compilation album dating back to 2011. It's like a 10-year celebration of me making music as Ricky Rebel. 98% or 95% of these songs I've written and produced myself with my own hands in my own studio. And it's very unique music. It's for better or worse, I don't sound like anybody else on the radio, for better or worse. I don't sound like The Weeknd. I don't sound like Justin Bieber, really. I don't sound like Kid Rock. It sucks, actually, as a human being, because I feel like, or as an artist, because I wish I could just say, oh my God, if you like The Weeknd, you'll love Ricky Rebel. Or if you like, I mean, the closest thing I could probably think of, and it makes me sound like such a, you know, narcissist or whatever, but it's like David Bowie. I get a lot of that. I get a lot of Prince. I mean, narcissist, because these are just they're mega God people, but that's who I get compared to most of the time. A little bit of Michael Jackson-ish, because I was signed to his label and I kind of have that kind of flair, that pop thing. I just make music. I make what I feel I love and what I need to express. And that's that.
Fantastic. The Royal Collection, available on rickyrebelrocks.com for a signed copy. You can also get it on Spotify and iTunes and sign up for Ricky's Spotify account and add those songs to your playlist. Thank you so much to our guest tonight, Ricky Rebel, for joining us tonight. And thank you to everyone who listened to After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher, and we will see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.